This is KOVC News with Steve Yernis.
A group of people who attempted to recall the mayor of Tower City have failed in a July 9th special election. Incumbent Scott Solberg received 74 votes. Challenger Randy Crist got 42. The unofficial results will be canvassed on July 15th. Petition committee members believe that Scott Solberg was not performing his duties properly and allowed harassment of city officials at public meetings, according to former city council member and challenger Randy Crist. Mayor Scott Solberg said, "There are two sides to every story, and I am willing to visit with any Tower City citizen who has concerns." Solberg has been the mayor of Tower City since 2008. City officials in the city of Fingal are asking residents to limit their water usage today, being the lift station is having a hard time keeping up with demand following the torrential rainfall over the last 2 days. Again, residents in the city of Fingal should limit their water usage until further notice. The Development Corporation is requesting a special meeting with the Barnes County Commission to discuss workforce issues. The meeting will be held today at 5:30 p.m. in the Barnes County Commission chambers. The public is encouraged to attend. Spokeswoman Jennifer Feist said the conversation is an opportunity to exchange ideas and understand concerns that center around workforce challenges, building the workforce pipeline, training, dual credits, and working with Barnes County educational partners. Again, that meeting is set for tonight at 5:30 p.m. The North Dakota Winter Show has a new manager. Tessa Klein talked about her vision for the show.
We've got to get some more speakers in there, some good events in the arena. That arena needs to be used at all times. We need to get people back into the barns, maybe some more cattle, some pony rides, something that gets people back in the barn and isn't cut off. If we can get the place booked and the schedule booked with so much going on that you have to pick which event to go to, there's going to be a lot of people going through and shopping the vendors. The vendors are going to be happy.
Klein believes that the show has a positive impact on the community.
You know, you don't want to see something like this end. I told a friend that we all have a piece of Winter Show in our heart, and there's a lot of us that want to keep going forward and making it better.
Klein said she's open to new ideas that will improve the show. Well, the Valley City Board of Commissioners will conduct a special meeting this afternoon at 4:45 p.m. in the City Commission chambers. On the agenda, approval of gaming site authorization renewal for the Edgar A. Fisher American Legion post and consider renewal of alcohol beverage licenses for the VFW post in Valley City. Again, the special City Commission meeting will be held at 4:45 p.m. this afternoon in the City Commission chambers. That's our news. I'm Steve Yernis reporting. For more, log onto our website, newsdakota.com.